Hi, welcome to The Bridge Podcasts. We hope you enjoy the following message. For more information on all that's happening at The Bridge Church, please visit www.bridge-church.com.
Praise God. I want to read just a little poem here this morning. It's about childlike faith. Something that we could all do with having now and again. Amen? Or should be all the time. Sometimes life gets so complicated, it's good to go back to the simplicity of having faith like a child. So just listen to this poem. It says, "Give me faith like a child without fear and doubt, where the word of God can root, grow, and sprout. Give me an attitude that believes readily, where happiness and joy overflows steadily. Give me childlike faith, pure and simple, one that is steadfast, not unsure or fickle. Give me a mindset that to God is reachable, a mind that is open, hungry, and teachable. Give me a heart that is willing to obey, that humbly follows without going astray. Give me a soul that is calm and quiet, one that on God is always reliant. Give me faith like a child, innocent and sweet, eagerly anticipating the day when Jesus and I will meet." Amen? Amen. Praise God. Let's just pray over the word this morning. Father, we're thankful for this time of dedication for Walker's life. We thank you, Father God, that this morning we're all able to make a rededication and to, Father, remember the faith we had when we were young. Father, it was wholehearted, fully trusting, unquestioning, Father God. And Lord, Father, your word says that you delight in that type of faith, Father God. So Lord, this morning, as we just go to your word, help us to remember, Father God, those years, Father God, that seemed so carefree, Father God. Lord, and we pray, Father God, right now that you let us cast all of our cares and concerns onto you still, for you care for us. So, Father God, we thank you that we can continue to go through life with that kind of faith, that childlike faith, Father, that, Father God, will never change. It's just faithful till the end. Lord, we ask you this, and we ask your blessing on the word, Father God. Let it be Holy Spirit breathed this morning into each one of our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You know, it's and to have faith like a child is a blessing. Amen. I'm sure we've all got stories in here of when we first came to the Lord and we just simply believed everything we were told. Amen. And whatever your teachers told you, we believed it. Amen. To have childlike faith, I remember as when I was about 12 years old in Johannesburg, South Africa, I was in Pastor Ray McCauley's church, Rhema Bible Church in Johannesburg. And about a year and a year and a half previous to that, I had shattered my ankle on a football post. Supposed to kick the ball, not the football post. And my ankle went up to double the size, and there was bits of bone in the ankle. And so I went to the doctor. Mum took me to the doctor, and they put me in the stookie. And being a young guy and seeing all my friends playing around, I thought, no, I've got to be involved. So I went through about three stookies because they always broke because I was trying to run and play, you know. And because of that, it never set. My ankle never set properly. It was always out of alignment. And whenever I ran with my left foot pointing in the way. And my dad used to say to me, "Why do you run like that?" I'm like, "It's just the way I run." He says, "No, it can't be right." It was as if I was over-exaggerating the way that I ran. And so it was like that for ages. Whenever I ran funny, like this, with one foot going like that. And I was in this service in Pastor Ray's church, Rhema Bible Church in Johannesburg, one day. And we were sitting near the back, my family and I. And Pastor Ray was praying, and he had words of knowledge for people that were there. And he must have mentioned something about someone that had a broken ankle that had not healed. And I never thought any more of it. I actually didn't pick that up, but my mum heard it. Anyway, on the way home in the car, my little legs on the back of the old Volkswagen Passat, my knees were still on the seat cushion, so my feet were up, you know, because I was still a small. And I'm driving along, and I'm looking at my ankle, and I notice that my ankle is exactly the same as my right ankle. And I stopped, and I thought, and then I shouted out, I says, "Mum, my ankle's okay." And she turned around, and she looked, and the ankle had completely reset. It was a miracle.
Yes.
It was completely fine. And as anyone can testify here that knows me, I don't run funny anymore. That is completely healed. And she says, "David, you've been healed in the service. God's word has healed you." And I was only about 12. And I never questioned that. I never said, "Oh, Mom," but, you know, I just accepted it like a child. I just said, "Great, that means everything's fine and I can charge on." And that's that kind of childlike faith that we need to have. Amen. Not questioning. Hallelujah. So the message this morning mixes a little bit of that faith and being faithful, and also a bit of the Father heart of God for us, because we've got Walker's parents sitting here. We've got parents in this place. We remind ourselves that the Father heart of God towards us is awesome. Amen. We sing that song in this church that He's a good Father. Amen. And I want to read in 1 Corinthians 4 here. It says that if for even, you might not have this, but it's 1 Corinthians 4, verse 15. "For even if you were to have 10,000 teachers to guide you in Christ, yet you would not have many fathers who led you to Christ and assumed responsibility for you. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the good news of salvation." Paul is speaking here, and he's saying to these people, "I've become your father in the faith because I love you. So I urge you, be imitators of me, just as a child imitates his father. For this reason, I've sent Timothy to you, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. And he will remind you of my way of life in Christ, my conduct and my precepts for godly living." Amen. So we see here something about a father's heart. Amen. You know, there used to be things, people called pedagogues. Anyone ever heard that name before? These were people that were assigned to children or boys of the day just to lead them, take them to school, impose the strict law on them. And they were kind of like a guardian, but they were kind of harsh. They were just straight down the line. And this passage here is talking about that. You have many instructors. There's many people that will take you and that'll be, you know, they don't have a tenderness for you, but they just have that regimental, rigid, this is what you're going to do. And what we're talking about here this morning is the father heart, which is a tender heart. Amen? It's a tender heart. And so, you know, our Father God loves us dearly and tenderly. And He wants to prepare us for life. And Paul in here, he's saying to these people, "I'll take it on myself. I'll be a father to you. I'll be tender towards you because I want to prepare you for life." Which is what you're going to do for Walker. You're going to prepare him for life. Amen? Good fathers prepare you for life. And our Father is a good Father. And He wants us to live a life of faith. Not to always rely on... We can't rely on the faith of others. We can't rely on the pedagogues in our life to take us to our destiny. We need someone that has a tender heart towards us to lead us there. I always receive better from someone that I know cares about me deeply rather than someone who is, right, you know what, this is just a job to me and I'm going to get you from there to there. I receive much better knowing that even though you might have to be harsh and show me some tough love, you're going to help me get move forward in my life. Amen? Good fathers prepare us for life. They teach us, they encourage us, they correct us, they equip us. Good fathers tell us what's possible. Are you going to tell Walker what is possible? This is possible. Nothing is going to be impossible for you. Amen? So good fathers and mothers, okay, I'm referring to both now, okay? Good fathers and mothers, they stand apart from just teachers, all right? Because of their tenderness. And they remain faithful to their sons and daughters even when they turn away. You know, the prodigal son turned away and went. But that father remained faithful to that boy. Amen? He had a tender heart. And that father was faithful to the end. That's the title of this message today, faithful to the end. Amen? You know, one day we will all need to stand on our own two feet. It's true. So fathers need to give their children the opportunities to grow. Amen? What grows us? Usually adversity, facing adversity, doing something that's hard that we have to learn how to do it, to overcome it. That's what causes us to grow. That's why school's such a schlep sometimes, isn't it? Oh, I've got to do all this hard work. I've got to study. I've got to do exams. I've got to go attend classes. Oh, this is hard. But you're growing all the time. Amen? Tests and trials don't develop your faith. It's what you do in the middle of those tests and trials that develops your faith. Because tests and trials can come to people and overwhelm us. But it's only what you do in the midst of those tests that helps you grow and develop your faith. And I heard Oswald Chambers. I've got a little Oswald Chambers flipper thing on my kitchen windowsill. They're great when I'm washing the dishes. I just read Oswald Chambers. Hi. It's true. You're still in your bed. I'm only kidding. And it says there, it said there, he said, God doesn't give us an overcoming life. He gives us life as we overcome. Yeah. Amen? Praise the Lord, the light. And in James chapter 1, verse 2 to 3, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Amen? Anyone here, we can raise your hand, anyone here happy to walk into a trial? No? Well, Barbara, count it all joy, sister. Count it all joy. I know how you feel. I feel the same way. Oh, no, I'm not looking forward to this, but we have to get through it. So we can either be heavy, heavy, sorrowful, or we can choose to be joyful through the trial. Amen? We can choose to be sorrowful and heavy laden and heavy burdened, or we can remain joyful. Good fathers need to impart the correct knowledge to their children. You know, what's worse than no knowledge? Having the wrong knowledge. That's worse than having no knowledge at all. So we need to impart the correct knowledge to our children. Amen? And at some point in time, we must apply what we have been taught. That's why, as children, it's important to set aside time to listen to your mom and your dad and your teachers, because we need to know, we need knowledge that we can go out and apply to our lives, amen? Because why? Because when we know knowledge, when we have knowledge, the correct knowledge, when we know the truth sets us free. So we want to be free. The truth will set us free. And now when you know the truth, yeah, amen, amen. When you know the truth and you believe it in your heart, and then you take it to the next level and you begin to speak it, then you move into a supernatural zone in your life, amen, where God can operate and move us and use us for His will and His purposes. Because that's why we're here, to be moved and to be used for God's will and His purposes. Remember, it says, Father God, your will be done, not my will. It's His will that we want to do. And when we do His will, your life will be transformed. He'll move you into a supernatural place in your life. Some people may be here this morning not fully understanding the supernatural aspect of life, but there's a natural life And there's a supernatural life because although I'm standing here and you can see my physical body, I have a soul and I have a spirit. And I live from the inside out. Everything that's in me is what you see in front of you today. And that's why it's important for us to live a life of faith and to have what's inside us cause us to flourish and prosper and allow that to impact other people's lives. Amen? So we got to know the truth. Amen? When we begin to speak God's will, we'll have His favor. We just got to speak His will. And we can speak His will every day just by picking up His word and reading that. And we can speak that every day. And as we read His word every day, we'll have His favor. Amen? In Psalm 19, verse 14, it says, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You know, it's what we speak and what we ponder on, or we give time to think on. Ask yourself the question, is all of that acceptable to God? What we speak, even what we think about, is it acceptable to God? Amen? That's a good question. You know, sometimes I think, well, I can think my own thoughts for a little while. God's going to be okay with that. I'm going to have a little rant in myself. But God's always, He knows our heart. He's always searching our heart. And so He wants us to even think things that are acceptable in His sight. Amen? So do you want to remain free today? Then continue to walk in the truth of God's word. Continue to walk in the light, amen, and remain faithful. Do you know that if we do that, we will receive a crown? Hallelujah. You will receive a crown. The Bible calls it the crown of life. So I want to talk about being faithful till the end, remaining loyal and steadfast. Remaining loyal and steadfast. Remaining constant, remaining true. These are values that are not always that easy to find these days. The word says, a faithful man who can find. It's not easy. We said a few weeks ago, what's radical Christianity? Radical Christianity is staying in the race until the end, staying faithful until the end. And another meaning of the word faithful is to stay true to the facts or to the original. Have you ever read a book? Maybe some of the ladies here will have. That sounds like all us guys don't read. But you've read a book and then you go and see the movie. And you're like, oh, that was nothing like the book. Oh, the book was much better. Or the other way around. Yeah? If faithful means staying true to the original, then as Christians, we are to be a living motion picture that's according to the book. Amen? This is the book that our life should be based on as a Christian. It's like we're a motion picture. Amen? Because I've heard this said before, you might be the only Bible that some people ever read. I'm sure some of you can agree with that. You might be the only Bible. Your life might be the only thing that speaks to people. Amen. So if we remain faithful to the original, if we remain faithful to the truth until the end, we're promised a crown of life. What a reward that is. Rewards are always there for the faithful. Amen. It's always the faithful that get the reward. Hallelujah. Be faithful. I want to say some things this morning. Think about these things. Be faithful to your Savior. Be faithful to His church. Be faithful to His word. Be a faithful husband. Be a faithful wife. Be a faithful son. Be a faithful daughter. Be a faithful mom or dad. Be a faithful friend. Amen? Be faithful. And in Revelations 2, we can see different letters written to some of the various churches. And one of them's in Revelation 2, verse 8. Just go there with me in the Word. Revelation chapter 2, verse 8. And this is a message to the church at Smyrna. Actually, Smyrna is now Izmir in Turkey. Okay, so these, you sometimes read the Bible, what's this place? Is it even real? Is it even there anymore? Well, they all had names before modern names. So this is to the church in Smyrna. And it says there, "And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these are the words of the first and the last, the absolute deity, the Son of God, who died and came to life again." Do you believe that? Hallelujah. "I know your suffering and your poverty, but you are rich, and how you are blasphemed and slandered by those who say they are Jews, but they're not, but are a synagogue of Satan. They are Jews only by blood and do not believe and truly honor the God who they claim to worship. Fear nothing that you are about to suffer. Be aware that the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested in your faith, and for 10 days you'll have tribulation." Now listen to this very carefully. It says here, "Be faithful to what? To the point of death. If you must die for your faith, and I will give you the crown of life." Amen? Faithfulness is always to the end. Okay? Faithfulness is to the end or the completion of a project, of a life, of a friendship, of a vow, of a commitment. Faithfulness is always to the end. It's if we get to the end that we get a crown of life. Amen? Some people may remain faithful for a season, but for many reasons can become unfaithful. But when we want to build anything to completion and to bear fruit in God's kingdom, that requires faithfulness, loyalty, and commitment. Amen? To the very end. Are you ready to go to the end, church? Yes. You're a very quiet church this morning. You're ready to go to the end. We have to go to the end. Amen. We have to go to the end. And so that's the kind of faithfulness that wins the crown of life, the faithfulness that gets us to the end. And in Revelation 2, verse 7, it says, "He who has an ear," if you've got an ear this morning, that includes you, "let him hear and heed what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." Do you believe it? Yes. "I will grant the privilege to eat the fruit from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God." So to him that overcomes the world by believing in Jesus Christ, putting your faith and your faithfulness in Jesus, you're going to eat the fruit of the tree of life in paradise. In paradise. Aye. And in Revelation 2:26, this is in one of the other letters to the churches. He's telling them as well. "And he who overcomes the world through believing that Jesus is the Son of God, and he who keeps my deeds, doing things that please me until the very end, to him I will give authority and power over all the nations." What wonderful promises here. So how do we overcome? How do we stay faithful to the end? By believing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and putting our faith in him. And you may be sitting here this morning and you've never really put your faith or your trust in the living God. And I know he's alive because he healed my ankle. And that was only the start. Since then, I became a Christian when I was very young, just before going to high school. And then I backslid away. I was a strong young Christian for a few years. And then when I got into my later teens, I rebelled very badly. And I backslid. And I did a lot of things that I shouldn't have done. And on three separate occasions, God preserved my life from death. Car accident, a bad one. Motorcycle accident, and a potentially life-threatening knife injury in, right through my eye. Three times, even though I was far from him, he was faithful to me, and he was tender-hearted to me, and he kept me alive. Because I think he knew I'd be here talking to you this morning to give you a message to say that Jesus loves you and he died for you. And he laid down his life because he has that heart for you. That he has a heart of forgiveness towards you. And if you, he's saying, if you will just surrender your life to me, I'll change your life forever and I will guarantee you a place where you can eat of the fruit of life in paradise. What a promise that is. If only we had just placed our faith and our trust in the Son of God. Amen. Revelations 12:10. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brothers and sisters has been thrown down at last. We know who that is, the devil. He who accuses them keeps bringing charges of sinful behavior against them. But they overcame him and conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. We overcome by what we speak. We walk by faith and not by sight because we walk on the words that we speak. It's like last week I says, whatever you speak, you'll end up being, that'll be the solid ground underneath you. And if you speak negatively and if you speak, I'd say words of death, things that are not edifying, encouraging, or uplifting, you will eat the fruit of your own words. The Bible guarantees that that will happen, and I can bear testimony to that. So they stayed faithful until the end. You know, our victory is a victory of dependence on God completely. It's not on independence of God. We've got to stay dependent on God. Just the same way as that Walker is to stay, he's going to be dependent on you guys and all of your family on the second row. Because children are not just raised by, there's an African saying, children are not just raised by parents, they're raised by villages. They're raised by communities. And as much as we dedicated Walker this morning and Johnny and Deja made vows, I charge every single one of you here this morning to raise that boy also in the way of the Lord. Because you're around him speaking and he's hearing what you speak. So you all are very responsible for this child. Amen? We're all involved in raising these children. Hallelujah. We depend on God because we can do nothing without him. At the moment, Walker can't do much without you guys. He can't do much. And that's what we're like when we first come to Jesus. We can't do much on our own, but he wants to get us to grow. Amen? So, our victory is in obedience to the Lord, keeping his commandments, amen, and bearing witness or testifying to others by evidencing to them that we're not going to give up, not ever, till the end. That is the greatest testimony, the greatest witness that anyone will ever see you live is when you never give up. Never, ever, ever give up. Never give up. If God's put something on your heart, don't let it go. Okay? Forsake the things that come out of your own logic. There's some things we need to let it go because intellectually we came up with it. It wasn't God's idea. Let us let them, give them up, but never give up the calling and the purpose that God has placed in your heart. Never give it up. Amen? That testimony is a powerful testimony. That is a treasure. So can you say this morning after me, I am rock solid. I'm rock solid because I've built my house on the rock. Yeah, amen. That was just like the man who built his house on the rock. He built it, he was an obedient man. Amen. There's a lot of religion in this area. Amen. But religion kills faith. Religion kills faith. It just breaks it up. Even though it may be, people get attracted to religion sometimes from an intellectual level, but it actually stifles your walk of faith. Because faith is doing something, not just knowing about it. Amen? Faith is doing something. Having biblical knowledge is highly unlikely to keep you faithful until the end. But walking in faith will keep you until the very end. Do you believe that? So I want to encourage you this morning as we're closing to be doers of the word and not hearers only. Amen? When we're doers of the word, it invigorates our faith. Hallelujah. It invigorates our faith. And then we can get to this place where, I don't know if we read the scripture. Yeah, we did in Revelation 12. That we do not love our own lives. We love our life in Christ. And we're willing to lay it down for him. Amen? Hallelujah. The religious people of the day loved to stand in the town squares and on the corners talking about the Bible in the scriptures. Or the scriptures, should I say. And these days, we can be in a coffee shop doing the same thing. But we've business to do. And so we've got to go out and be doers of the word and not hearers only. Amen? Because when we read all of these passages in Revelation, what was going on at that time? Trouble was at their doorstep. Tribulation was at their doorstep. I can guarantee you that before too long in your life, trouble is going to come right to your door. Some sort of challenge or tribulation is going to come right to your door. Amen? And if you have devoted your life to Jesus, you'll be able to deal with that tribulation when it comes. Amen? Well, praise God. Stay true to your vows. Stay true to your commitments. Stay true and be faithful until the end, and you will receive a crown of life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thanks for listening. Remember to visit our website, www.bridge-church.com, and connect with us via Facebook and Twitter.